Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Listen back on the RTE Radio app.
Now, a chocolate viral sensation is driving 24/7 production of a product at a Westmeath chocolatier. The Dubai Chocolate Bar, first gained notoriety last year, is now taking Ireland by storm at the Sugar Plum Sweetery in Mullingar, where queues are assembling on the street outside, such is the demand for the product. So to tell us what's been happening, we're joined by Denise Buckley from Sugar Plum Sweetery. And Denise, you're very welcome. Thanks for taking time out of your busy chocolate making schedule to talk to us.
Absolutely, no worries, Sarah.
So tell me what about the Dubai Chocolate Bar. What are its origins? Where did it come from?
Yeah, so it started obviously in Dubai. There's a lady that started a business and she just wanted to create something different, a different kind of a chocolate bar between a dessert and a chocolate kind of filling and stuff like that. So that's kind of where it started. And she just, a small team, and then she just kind of built on that as well. She shared it on social media and it just took off. So I think that's how the globe has heard about the Dubai chocolate bar from then.
Okay, and where did you encounter it then? In Dubai, was it?
Yeah, or? Absolutely. Okay. So I suppose it was just on our radar because we kept seeing it on social media and TikTok especially that it was a big hit, and we kept going, will we, won't we? So we decided around August last year to start testing it and tasting it. So we wanted to make sure it was super special, and there's something really magical about the bar that we've created. So it's been inspired by that, but we've kind of come up with our own recipe as well. So it's kind of like Katifi is the pastry that you use, and we cook it with Irish butter, and then you use pistachio cream, and that's the inside of the bar.
Okay, so talk me through this now a little bit more. Katifi is the pastry. Yeah. Is that sort of, can you give me an example of what, is that like phyllo pastry? Is
it? It's kind of, yeah. So it's a super skinny pastry, like not even spaghetti, like super thin. And you just cook it out for like, say, 30 minutes.
Okay.
And you're going to make it really crispy. And then you put in a delicious pistachio cream in with, and it, like the ingredients sound crazy. Like there's a bit of tahini in there as well to kind of bring out the flavour. So that's kind of what's in the bar. And
but that's not chocolate at all.
I know, it's kind of like a dessert slash chocolate. I think that's why it's like a big hit, because it's just something different and people haven't tried it before. I think the colour is crazy. It's like this crazy green. And especially in Ireland, people think it's really funny because obviously we've got lots of farmers, my dad included, but that it looks like silage. People are like, what the heck? It just looks crazy. So okay. People are really picking up on that going, like, because I've seen a guy, he bought the bar and he's in the field with like bales of hay behind him and he's eating the bar. So this is on TikTok.
Okay. So is it, this is a fresh product then? Is it a sort of thing that you'd almost buy in a bakery as opposed to like in the confectionery section of a shop?
Exactly.
Or do you wrap, so
like,
it is, okay.
Yeah, so lots of people are making it. So you've got bakers making it, and then you've got chocolatiers as well, kind of throwing their kind of hat into it as well. So absolutely, to your point, it's kind of like that dessert, and then you could also get it. But I think when it's encased in the chocolate bar, I suppose it's the crack and the crisp that everyone is, and it's a crunch as well when you're eating it.
Okay, sorry, no, you've lost me now again, Denise, come back to me. When you say it's encased in the chocolate bar, are you saying you wrap this whole pastry in chocolate then at the end?
Exactly. So like that's your filling. And then so people on social media as well, they snap it. So
that
it has a snap.
Sounds delicious.
I cannot believe you haven't had one yet.
I can't believe I haven't had one either. So you brought this idea home and it's really taken off for you. You've had people traveling for hours.
Absolutely. Like we've had crazy people like in terms of coming from Donegal and everywhere. And we own a restaurant next door, and the shop closes at 7 and people come to the restaurant saying, look, if I come in and buy main courses, is there any chance to sneak me into the shop after hours? So it's funny how we're just waiting for people to put in and take my orders, and people are like, oh, is there any chance if I can come in? So it's crazy. Even the team are going, what is going on? Like, it's just hysteria. But and even this morning there's people waiting in their cars for when we open to come in and get it as well. So it's nuts at the minute.
And how are you keeping up with demand? I mean, how many bars can you produce? And
yeah, so we're kind of trying to aim for like 3,000, and we're getting there a day, because that's what we need to do.
Wow.
Keeping up demand. So we've stopped sleeping, because that was really important to just stop that, cut that out. So we only need really what, 4 or 5 hours, and then I suppose it's just we've recruited, like what is amazing is that we've got to take on lots of really great people over the last 2 weeks, because it was busy obviously last year, but it's even super busier now. So We've had loads of move from a team of like, say, 5 people, and we've 20 people in here now. So it's a really good news story for us as well. And obviously, we hope for it to continue to keep everyone as well in their roles.
And do you think it could be a fad, Denise? You know, the way these TikTok sensations can come and go, and, you know, it's a big thing, and then, you know, there's another big thing.
Yeah, of course. Customer feedback is amazing. The bar is delicious. Like, it's not anything that we've done before. We've been opened for 3 years. We've won awards for products and all that stuff. But like, people are just like ordering 3 times. Like, and we're like currently on our website, you can order it. But like, people are happy to wait. There's a waiting list now as well on it. And they're happy to do whatever because they just think it's amazing. And
how long is the waiting list?
Very long.
Oh, no. I'm never going to get one of these bars.
It's not to stop us. As I said, we're recruiting literally every single day.
Okay.
So we're going to get back on track as well. And it shouldn't be too much longer. But we just want to make sure, because everyone has been so patient with us customers and our team as well. So just a big thank you to everyone, because I suppose it's a different thing when you're trying to scale at such a short time frame.
Yeah.
But everyone has been really, really patient with us. So that's
great. It's a very good, sweet news story, Denise.
Exactly.
And we love to have those every now and then on this programme. Listen, the very best of luck with it. And thanks for joining
us.
And I'll eventually, I hope, get my hands on one, because they really do sound delicious. That is Denise Buckley from Sugar Plum Sweetery. Thank you very much.